decorated with cranes on a seashore.
Ben-no-Nashi showed on her train a beach with cranes on it, painted with silver. It was something new. She had also embroidered pine branches. She is a clever, for all these things are emblematic of a long life.
And the cranes also carry another meaning, because these birds mate for life, and so are symbols of marital fidelity. The message on the back of our mirror is quite simply one of enduring love, which brings us back to the tale of Genji. At one point in the book, Genji, the princely hero, before setting off for a long absence, takes a mirror, recites into it a passionate love poem, and then gives it to his beloved, so that, holding the mirror once he is gone, she will be able to hold both his message of love and, within its polished surface, the image of Genji himself. Our mirror, with its faithful cranes, would have been a particularly appropriate vehicle for such a declaration of love. But Japanese mirrors can also communicate more alarming messages, and not just between humans. Through them, we can enter the world of the spirits, and indeed speak to the gods.